You're listening to the Explore Careers Podcast Network. Each week, we'll be bringing schools one-on-one discussions with some of Australia's leading organisations, talking all things careers and employment. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the chat.
All right, g'day guys, you're with Mitch here from Explore Careers. We've got Jack O'Donnell on the line from CPC. Thanks for coming on today, Jack.
Thanks for having me, Mitch.
Jumping straight into it, would you be able to tell us a bit about your current role at CPC?
Yeah, mate. So currently I'm employed as the veterinarian for CPC. I only work the Northern Territory and WA places. And yeah, I guess generally my role is overseeing sort of animal health and individual animal health issues, but also at a herd level, the greater size of the herd and sort of any health issues that arise with them. And there's a bit of staff training involved with it. And I guess focusing on making sure that our cows are as healthy as possible and also the horses are there to do the jobs that we need them to do.
Yeah, right. And you touched on it just before about, you know, kind of learning on the job. So what kind of skills and qualifications have you got whilst, you know, you've had your time at CPC?
Well, I suppose for me, I mean, I'm from Victoria originally. My parents have a small, compared to the operations up here, Old Hereford property. And I guess coming up here, it's just dealing with the grand size of everything up here and just dealing with herds at a much higher level. So that'd be a number one thing that I've learned and had to deal with is that, you know, much broader expanse of the size of the operations here. There's also at Carlton Hill and Newcastle Waters, they run an early weaning program. And so that's pretty much a full total mixed diet, so that has its challenges with bringing things, animals onto feed and weaning them younger than traditionally, so that comes with some health issues that can arise, so I guess learning a bit about feedlot medicine, even though it's technically not a feedlot, but I guess population medicine, and then the reproduction side of things has also been a massive focus of mine over the last year, since I started with CPC, that's definitely been the two areas where I would say I've broadened my knowledge the greatest.
Yeah, right, and it obviously sounds like, you know, you're doing a lot of different bits and pieces with CPC. Do you have a normal day, and if so, what does kind of a typical day look like? I know you're doing a lot of different things, so I'm assuming it's basically every day is different, is that right?
Oh, yeah. Well, there's a lot of times where, especially when places are going through their breeder cows, where I'll be doing pregnancy diagnosis quite consistently. But, you know, then at the end of the day, I might go and look at a horse that might be colicking, or then the next day I might do some horse dentals, or, be called to a feedlot where they might have had some issues with some calves that are super healthy. Definitely varied days. Never really know what to expect. Some days I'm called and I need to be travelling a few hundred kilometres to the next place to get there quite urgently to look at an animal health issue. It keeps it very varied, and it's definitely keeps me interested and constantly thinking about things, that's for sure.
Yeah, can imagine, mate. So kind of following up from that, what would be a two-part question. What would be the best part of your job, and what would be the most challenging part about your job?
I think the best part of my job, my favourite part, is going to a wide variety of properties, working with a lot of different people, being able to, you know, see every sort of stations, what issues they might have, and what they might need a bit of help with, or problems that arise there, and trying to get to the bottom of those sort of things. But I think just working with a lot of different people on a week-to-week basis, and I think especially for me, that might be different for other vets, is that I'd like a lot of the time I can really follow animals throughout their sort of life, whereas if you were just coming every couple of months, you wouldn't really get that exposure. However, for me, yeah, it's been nice to sort of see your progression, especially with my preg testing, my pregnancy diagnosis. I can see how accurate I'm being and, yeah, sort of how they carve out. And, yeah, that's really fulfilling.
Yeah, definitely, mate. It sounds like it would be quite different to your kind of standard vet, I guess, in the suburbs, and sounds very exciting, mate. So thanks for jumping on today and giving us a bit of an overview about your time at CPC and what they have you doing. It's been great chatting with you, and hopefully we touch base a bit later down the track.
No worries, thank you.
Cheers, thanks, Jack.
Thanks for listening. For more information, visit explorecareers.com.au and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.